Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our guest, old friend, actually, Bron Huizenstam, the founder of Bayer Company.
Yes.
What happened to BWR Public Relations?
BWR was at a year and a half. I love those guys. Obviously, Paul Baker and Larry Winoker are great people. Great, great people. But I felt at this point in my life, it was time for me to go out and see if that I could re-inspire what I like to do as an entrepreneur and hopefully grow something to what they've built there. And then at the end of the day, I could get back to them and use them as like my mentors.
Right.
So
how many times did my name come up around the office? Oh, you know, Brian tried to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were on the top of our list of people we were trying to get as a client. So naturally, every Monday when we sat down as a team, it was like, what are we doing to get Pat O'Brien in here? And so.
Yeah, usually it's, well, how can we get Pat O'Brien off the red carpet and stop
yeah,
bothering
right.
people? So what do you do now? What's you're still involved in PR.
Mm-hmm. So I went and I started my own company, Bayer Company Public Relations. We like to say public relations strategy and everything, because I feel that these days, especially in public relations,
there's so much going on.
The client can demand anything, right? And so I want to make ourselves available. So that doesn't necessarily mean we'll do everything, but we can do anything. So, you know, if they need some sales, you know, we can make those connections. If they're looking in for an investor, we can make those connections. But really, you know, at the end of the day, it's the blocking and tackling involved with
right.
public relations.
And so. It's also, you have to almost zoom in on each particular client.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, 5 years ago, everybody was the same. You treat this guy like that, this guy comes in first, this guy comes in last, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wait for Tom Cruise to show up.
Right. These days, there's so many ways to get out there. So back when you would throw an event, right, you would come, you would host, you get Tom Cruise there. That was the one time that everybody could show up, take pictures, it would make a magazine. Then you had the websites come along, and then it started making websites. But with the advent of social media, people can be out there all the time anywhere. So you really have to factor that in, and as a publicist, it's making not more difficult, but there's just so many other ways to get companies out there. So it's really about the creativity involved behind it now.
Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Always wanted to be an entrepreneur.
How'd you know?
You know, my dad is an entrepreneur. He started a chain of surf shops with him and my mom. And for me, I just kind of grew up in that. I mean, in elementary school, I ran for student body. In junior high, I ran for student body.
Did you win?
Yeah, I was in both of those. And then, you know, when I was in college, I was a
fraternity
president.
What was your campaign
president.
Slogan?
In high school, it was
ride the wave.
If you think you're pretty cool, vote for the right kid who can run your school. I think I actually said that in front of the school. So I was on to something there. And that's just always been my personality. You know, I like to make sure stuff gets done right. And I will do the extra work to make sure it's done right. Very objective. And I just like people. So, it, you know, it really all comes right. naturally to me.
I wore sunglasses running track. My motto was, when you're cool, the sun always shines.
It's like with surfing. It's always 6 foot and offshore in Hollywood, right? The sun shines all day on Pat O'Brien.
So you, and you've picked up some great clients along the way. Did you do that on reputation or on hustle?
Both. For me, it's all about the network. Very hard to get into public relations if you don't have a strong network. And then the hustle goes involved too. So, you know, if a client comes from a friend, if it comes from me, as long as it comes, you know, we can keep going. And the whole thing with public relations is, you're going to lose most of your clients eventually, right? Their companies will sell. They'll
some
get new
point,
owners.
Yeah.
So you got to constantly be aware that you're bringing in more than you're putting out. So one of my clients that I really like, and I figured you've been working all day, so you probably get hungry, is Five Bar. It's just a fantastic fruit and nut berry. Started by Kyle Bowler, the former quarterback. So I know with your sports background, I figured that
PHIVE, is it any good?
Yeah, high five. It's delicious.
Organic superfood.
It's the most organic superfood one there is.
This is my drive home.
Perfect.
What was it like to transition, I mean, from BWR to your own thing?
Well, difficult for me to go to BWR. That was something where I was an entrepreneur before, Alex Maine Clothing. I was the owner and founder for 5 years. So to move into a corporate structure like that was something where, you know, I'm pretty easygoing, and I'd been very humbled there because obviously it didn't become Tommy Hilfiger the way I'd kind of hoped it. So to go into a structure like that and really have to go by everybody's set rules, you know, whether it was my finances or that, had to take me a couple of, you know, days, weeks, months to adjust to. But for me, going back on my own is much more of a natural feel. I'm much better in a room when I'm in charge. If I'm deferring to somebody else, that's not when I'm at my best. I like to take control of the room. And right. So for me as an entrepreneur, it's really where I feel the most comfortable.
Yeah, I know that feeling. How did you know it would work?
I didn't, and I still don't. I think as an entrepreneur, you've got to always be aware that it can end, right? Nothing's given to you. Nothing's promised. I go in there every day knowing that today could be my last day. I could lose all my clients if I make the wrong decision. So, I when I sleep, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is think about my clients. I wake up in the middle of the night. I check my phone to see if anybody's emailed me. So I give it every day like it's going to be my last.
Or you wake up with one of your clients.
I've been trying to get into that space, but, you know, I'm still I'm a little slow on that one, Pat. You're going to have to give me some tips.
So I find that a lot of entrepreneurs are in the surfing business at some point in their life. I just saw that you're a former professional surfer.
Yep.
Everybody today is a surfer, came on.
Entrepreneuring and surfing, very great things. They're people that want something a little bit different, right? You're out on your own. You're riding the waves. You have time by yourself, a lot of time to ponder, a lot of time to think. So I think that people that surf are kind of in a very same mindset as entrepreneurs in the fact that they just like being out there on their own.
And you catch the right wave and
catch
good.
The right wave and that's it.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Ron Husenstam is our guest, founder of Bear Company. What's Bear?
I wanted something short and sweet that stood out in Google. I mean, as a publicist, I try to differentiate my clients as much as possible. So in order to differentiate my own company, I wanted to throw two A's in there. I thought it looked kind of unique. And when you put us into Google, we'll be the only things that pop up.
I want to say B-I-R, but I'm going to go with Bear.
Bear is good. I mean, when you see it written like that, until you hear it, we're on the side of a building downtown,
Ron,
which is the goal.
We're good. Right? I like that. How do you balance? You know, this PR business. Is it going away?
I definitely think traditional public relations is going away because it was so important 20 years ago to know the editor so they would take your phone call. Mm-hmm. Now that's not the case anymore because everybody's emailing them. All those emails are available. If you want to pay the right price on the internet, you can find almost any email to any media person. So those strong relationships aren't as important as they were before. And with the advent of social media, now all those people are their own magazines, media, essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you've got someone with 3 million followers, they've got a stronger reach than a lot of those traditional media outlets that people are so familiar with. So you really have to adapt and adjust to being able to get the brand out there. So for me and my clients, it's all goal-orientated. What is your real goal? And then how do we navigate backwards? Maybe it is some of those social influencers. Maybe it is traditional press. Maybe it's a new product. You know, maybe it's the right influencer specifically tailored to you.
Right.
I think that there's a lot more creativity involved now than there is just about, like, I have idea.
And
let's
just throwing the guy out there.
There. Much less regurgitated information, as I like to say. You know, you get a press release, you put it out there. Those days are over.
I don't think I ever read one of those press releases.
Nobody reads those press releases. Yeah. When I was at Sanuk and in internal PR, I made total jokes of them. I would write ridiculous things. We had one that was Sanuk invents the trade show booth.
Oh, that one I read.
That's the one we put out there, right? So for me, we're on the same page there. They're just so boring. So we try to mix it up as much as we can. So
strategy, I'm seeing from reading some of your stuff here, strategy and relationships is the whole deal, right?
Yeah, strategic relationships and maximizing those is very important. So it's not just reaching out to that celebrity or influencer or business owner or social media star, but actually, like, how do we activate them? How do we make them brand evangelicals? How do we not just make it so we're just asking, right? Are we just sending them stuff and hoping they will wear them? Or for me, I like to look at it as, what can we do for them? Let's spin this around. So if I'm a clothing company like Life After Denim, who I represent, it's not just about sending clothes to, say, like a Stephen Amell or something like that. It goes, what can we do to help Stephen Amell? Is he going back on set? can we make him a fun T-shirt thanking everybody for season 6 of Arrow?
Right.
Like, what are his friends wearing? What's his cousin Robbie? What's he wearing? What are his sizes? Like, let's really activate everybody around him and make it so that, you know, we're helping him. And if and I think that that's just a much stronger way to look at it these days.
So guys like you have to actually work harder because everything's so diluted. No.
What a bummer, right?
No,
you gotta
work.
You got to work twice as hard, I feel like, as I did when I thought about public relations 20 years ago. Because for me as a professional surfer, I was just trying to get my picture in 3 magazines. That's all I cared about. And I don't feel like a lot of the other surfers took it the way I did. I mean, I was sending cookies over to the magazines. I was doing whatever I could, right? I feel like I was the only guy that on Friday I shot with Surfer Magazine, on Saturday Transworld, and on Sunday Surfer. And now I've got hundreds of publications that I've got to reach out to all the time. So
what's this business going to become?
I think it's really going to become a four-way business. You're going to have content creation in-house. You're going to have marketing in-house. You're going to have social media in-house. You're going to have public relations in-house. And everything is just going to sit in-house because a good marketing campaign is good PR. And if you can create your own videos, then that can be good PR and it can be good marketing because now companies are going to coming in. Why should I, as a public relations firm, wait around for People Magazine to run my stories? If I can build up my own followers to 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, then I am now my own media content creator. And now I no longer have to wait on anybody else to get what we really want to do, which is maximize our brand's awareness.
And everybody waits for people.
Everybody has to wait.
Yeah.
You wait. I mean, I think a lot of people forget how inundated they get, right?
Right.
I get on Decision, which has everybody's email addresses, and I find whatever editor I said, and I send it over. And then my clients ask, well, why didn't they pick it up? And I said, well, every one of your competitors also has a publicist. They also have Decision, and they're sending over the exact same thing.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Attention, business.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock star today might be Bron Huizenstam. In fact, it is. I like being a rock star.
It sounds great.
Do you ever deal with rock stars?
I have no rock stars. Music's not really my thing. Sports and brands is really where I like to be. So in
sports
business,
people are rock stars.
Yeah, they're rock stars in there, right? They always want to be rock
New
stars.
New clients,
actually,
same problem.
You know. Yeah, right.
So, when you started this business, you already had a background in PR. So you didn't have to raise any money, right?
No, did not have to raise any money, which is a good thing because my business before was clothing. Now, clothing, you write a business plan, you know you're going under. Mm. So the business plan says, how far under do I have to go before I can get this out?
Right.
Service is money from the first month, assuming that you're bringing in more clients than you're spending out, which we have in this case. So I would like to raise some money. I actually drafted up some legal documentation because my whole thing is I want to do as good a job as possible for my clients. So if I have to give up some equity in order to bring in some more people, so maybe we do lose money for a couple of months just to make sure that we're doing a great job, then that's something I'm okay with. So
you have a dream client for me, Gelson's. For those of you who don't know, Gelson's is, how do we say Gelson's? It's like the Rodeo Drive of grocery stores.
Yeah. Gelson's is fantastic. I worked with them for a year when I was at BWR. I wasn't able to bring them over with me, which is great. So if you guys are watching, you know, I'm here. You just email me. It was fantastic. So they had bought 8 new locations, and we opened them up around the city. And the great thing with the Gelson's is there's no fluff involved. It's not about who's shopping there. It's not about, like, what the new color is.
No, it's about just who people think are shopping there.
Right. And the one on Santa Monica Boulevard is a good one to push that. But it's very cut and dry public relations. You know, email the LA Times, tell them they're opening. Email the mayor, tell them to be there, the city council. So I really enjoyed working on them, and it's a fantastic business and some great people involved there.
And it's not that much more expensive, is it, Gelson's?
No, very competitively priced, I think, especially in, like, the West Los Angeles area. But it's a premium. You get what you pay for there.
How many people do you work with?
15.
Okay.
This is what we talked about last month.
And what's the culture around there?
15 clients. Internally, we have 5 people. I tried to make a new, young, fun culture in public relations. As you're very familiar with, if you go to some of the ones that have been here for 30 years, they're very operating it as a business. It's on the 5th, 6th, 10th floor. For me, public relations, that model is dead. We need to be cooler. We need to be funner. We need to be out there. We have to be talking to people all the time. You have to, if you're going to go and sit down with someone and tell them, turn over your keys to cool to me, then I better be pretty cool, and my team better be pretty cool, and they better have good connections. I don't like sitting down with somebody and saying, like, we know how to be cool if they can't back that up.
Right.
So.
As someone who worked a lot or against PR people, I always felt like public relations people were holding their clients back. Not that Kevin Costner and those guys needed any help, but you never know, right?
Right. And it's interesting because a lot of public...
And by the way, those clients would just disappear if they weren't doing a movie.
Right. And so a lot of publicists will be, you reach out to them and they won't even tell their client, right? Because they don't want to bother them.
For me, it's happened to me 100 times.
With the social media people now, it's crazy because you're like, hey, look, Instagram could get replaced. Like, are you sure you don't want to take this $5,000 for this post? Like, this is a lot of money for you. You know, I knew you had 3,000 followers last year and now you've got 750,000. Who knows if something is coming? So, and even with a lot of the actors too, I mean, people talk about saturation point in that, but I don't see that as much as a lot of the internal publicists do. I'd always tell my clients to do everything that you feel possibly comfortable with, as long as it's in a positive and raising awareness kind of way.
So as we're into this new world of technology, how do you change the talent perception of public relations?
We're not doing any talent right now. So for me, it's really about brands. I like working with businessmen. I like working with athletes, and I like working with brands.
It's the same thing. They're all talent.
Yeah.
How do you tell them that it's not like the old days? You got to do this. You got to show up here. You got to not show up here. You got to send a photo in here. You know.
Right. So one of my clients is Grayson Brolte. He's the director of autonomous vehicles for the city of Beverly Hills. So for him, it's been fantastic because he wanted to get himself out there more as a consultant. So we've lined him up with the Los Angeles Times. They did a great interview with him. Now, each time that the Los Angeles Times or similar publications are running stories with autonomous vehicles, they reach out to him as a host and as a leader in that space. So for the talent, it's not so much times where you can just show up and do it. Sometimes you have to get very creative with them and start very small. I like to tell people, like, let's do a lower retainer. Give us 2 years. Let's really get out there and build the foundation. Take the meetings. Don't just be like, hey, it's been a month. I paid $20,000. What did I get? I'd rather have somebody pay $2,000 or $3,000 and just take simple meetings, make friends, you know, have a cocktail with somebody, have lunch, and then build those. And in 2 years, you'll get the press that you're searching for right now without spamming those people and just demanding press from day one.
Where do you expect to be in 5 years with this company?
With this company in 5 years, I expect to be a power in Los Angeles. We want to grow and we want to get into everything in public relations. As I was explaining earlier, there's really 4 new facets of public relations with marketing, with content creation, and with social media. I see those all becoming one. So that's where we really want to get is turn over the keys of the outward facing for your company and let us take care of it from that position. That's where I want Bear Company to be.
And have clients and brands, those people changed? I know the answer to this. Over the years, would
yeah.
you say yes more?
Yeah, I think so.
And now, can you imagine getting Al Pacino to do a Twitter feed?
Right. And now they have to, right? It's in their contract. Right. I mean, if you look at actors getting roles, they always look at their social media to see what their built-in fans are. So right. that's something that's very important, and it's very unique, and it's very timely.
What's been your biggest success?
I think the biggest success for 2016 is what we did for Drone Racing. Drone Racing got picked up by about 150 outlets, and it's really on the map now. So my client, DR1, signed with Eurosport. They have big-time sponsors in Mountain Dew, and they're really looking at 2017 as a huge push for them and taking drone racing to competing against Formula One and NASCAR and all these places as a future emerging sport. I think that was the best thing that we did in 2016.
Is it a double drone or a single-wing drone?
4 propellers,
yeah,
but okay. First-person flight. So they wear it right here, and it just looks like they're flying internally. But for the rest of us, we're just watching it fly around. So, but they have the feeds online, so you can either follow the pilot first person like that, or you can just watch it from just a standard spectator's perspective.
Until it crashes.
They last about 7 minutes, so the races are quick.
half a gallon? What are these for?
Their battery. Right.
They?
Well, there's an interesting ratio over there. So the bigger the battery, then the propellers have to get bigger. The propellers weigh, so the more weight, everything's got to be bigger. So as it grows with technology, I think those will get even cooler and cooler.
Yeah. How often do you fight that sort of old thinking when I said gasoline, not battery? Do you have to?
Every day.
Are you calling me stupid?
I'm calling you smart and handsome, but we haven't got to that point in this interview yet.
No, but you know what I mean? Because times change, vernacular changes.
Yeah, the vernacular changes. And I think with the client, what they want is changing every day. So when they reach out and they say, we want to be in like a People magazine or on Us Weekly, it's, well, that's great. And we all want to be there, but it's very limited pages. And those magazines are getting smaller every day. So it's like, how else do we get you out there? And then how else do we let you know that this is actually a better, if not equivalent thing to what you wanted in the first place? And to be patient. Everybody wants now. The thing with clients is they always want more press and they always want to pay less. And
sometimes you want less.
Right. depending. So, yeah.
Thank you. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on this new position. Obviously, a big fan dating back to what you did with sports and also the Insiders. So while I'm here, I'd also like to audition for Best Friend, since that we're both sports and entertainment fans.
We'll talk.
Hopefully we can talk about that off air. So.
Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pat. It's an honor to be here with you. Really,
we are here. Thank you. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect and job seek a group of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This has been Business Rockstars. See you next time.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jen Johnson. I'm co-founder and head lead chef at Hip Chick Farms.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm Serafina Palandek. I am the other co-founder and president of Hip Chick Farms.
I feel like I want to practice saying your name so I can do it. But I'm not going to do it with the cameras rolling. So we talked about company culture a little bit, and we talked about raising money. I want to talk about the raising money part. But first, let's talk about company culture. How many employees do you have?
So today we have about nine. We have nine staff people.
Okay. And you recently grew, right? You went from like four to nine.
We went from four to nine.
One to four to nine.
Yeah.
Big jumps there.
And we just closed our Series A.
Congrats.
So we were able to grow our staff, and we will continue to grow our staff.
Well, before we talk about the Series A, let's talk about what you guys are doing now that you have nine people on your team, including yourselves. How are you guys creating an awesome company culture to make sure that it's thriving so you can go from the 1 to 4 to 9 to 12 to 20? What are you guys doing?
Sure. We just did so we're a very small company, but we just spent 2 days in our planning retreat, right? Mm. So what we're really trying to do is build a highly functioning team. And I believe the way to do that is to have everybody's input. Everybody can bring their opinions to the table so we can identify what's working, what's not working. Culturally, I'm a very laid-back, I don't like to micromanage. So we're really looking for team members who can thrive in that environment of like self-motivation and direction.
Okay. So how do you feel like you're participating in creating this fun environment? You're really the mastermind behind the creation of the product.
Right.
So how do you feel like outside of creating the product that everybody's really building this business off of, mm-hmm. how else do you feel like you're contributing, or what are some cool things you guys do for company culture?
I feel like...
I mean, you're the one making all the food for everybody, I'm sure, at the parties.
thing is that we've gotten the recognition we've gotten has been all about innovation. And you'd think that for a chicken nugget, that wouldn't be an innovative product. But I think one of the keys to innovation that Jen brings to the table is innovation through simplicity.
Yeah, and that's how I was trained to...
So you're the Steve Jobs of chicken nuggets.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. You know, I mean, it's called KISS, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. And it's so applicable to food. It's simply, you know, pulled or raised on the farm, and then it's brought to the table, brought to the kitchen, and simply prepared, and then served to, you know, people to enjoy. So
something awesome about you, and you guys shared this with me before we dove in. You're going to be going where soon? And cooking for who?
Oh, I'm going to the White House. I was invited by President Obama's steward to and his lead chef to be a guest chef at the White House October 7th. So we're super excited. I know. We've just finalized the menu. I was on the conference call with the White House the other day, and I'm on Facebook. I'm like, ah, wah, wah. It's
cool,
very exciting. And just before the circus comes to town, I get to cook dinner for President Obama.
What an honor.
Basically.
That'll be super cool if you find some way to leverage that for the brand and be like, the cook behind.
Oh, we already do. I've got my chef's coat with him.
Just, I am fully.
We've got handmade candies on everyone, our stickers.
Any opportunity I have, like, I come up with crazy ideas all the time, and so does she, but mostly me. And any idea I have, I'll try and leverage into a media opportunity for us, you know, because it's those funny, interesting stories that actually get
sometimes
the press.
It's embarrassing, but it always works. So
well,
I have to go with it.
You guys say you're coming up with these crazy ideas, lay some on the table. What are they?
Okay, so do you know what a turkey pardon is? Okay, so every year the president of the United States pardons a turkey. They've been doing that since George Bush's presidency.
So the turkey won't be killed.
So the turkey
harvested.
The turkey is presented to the president, and then he pardons it, and then it's not killed.
And it has no idea. It has no idea what's going on.
No. So that's actually directed by the National Turkey Federation. So this year,
the National Turkey Federation.
Yes.
Why am I not surprised?
So this year, I'm determined that Ellen DeGeneres, if you're out there, I'm talking to you.
She's out there.
That she should come to our farm and pardon our turkey.
Yeah, and our turkey just had four little babies, so.
And I wrote
a letter. That's a little sad. Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Just various ideas to really reinforce our marketing messages, which is basically our brand identity around chef-driven company. We're an actual farm, real family farms, homesteading, and humane and transparent ethics and sourcing.
Well, I hope you guys get Ellen to pardon your turkey for you at your farm there. I think
wouldn't
that'd
be great?
Cool. And leverage it on social media.
Yes, exactly.
The co-founders of Hip Chick Farms are joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What are you guys doing on social media? You said that you're going to take this whole White House thing and you're going to leverage it. So what are some other things that you guys do? I feel like you must have some cool little ninja tricks you're doing on social media.
Yeah, we hired a 21-year-old to do it.
That's our ninja
trick. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
Skylar.
We hired interns. okay. At the beginning of the year. And one of them has just been, so now she's our full-time marketing associate, so she knows all of the tricks of the trade. And then layered on top of that, one of the things we did when we had two strategic investors join our board pre this Series A, and very well connected within the industry, and one of them brought a marketing director from who has this incredible history background, so Amanda is helping me create strategy,
okay.
And then Skylar's implementing. And then we're kind of in between, filling some of the gaps there. So that's kind of our marketing strategy. In terms of actual social, we've started working with influencers, which we're really excited about. We've had some targeted. We just started doing actually targeted Instagram ads, and we're just doing pay-per-click. We're just doing the SEO work.
Yeah.
So we're really just starting on that stuff, and the SEO has been. I was surprised by how influential that's been. It's like almost doubled our social in 3 weeks.
Millions of people are searching for stuff. Figure out what those keywords
search
searches
for
are.
Hip chick farms
or chicken nugget.
Exactly.
Right? We want to be number one.
Because they're typing in chicken
nuggets. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If they're typing in hip chick farms, yeah. They're going to find it. But it's when they're typing in chicken nuggets or organic chicken.
Yeah.
You guys come up for that.
And the targeted pay-per-clicks is fascinating, like how specific you can get on who you target.
So specific.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Bethlehem producers.
Yes, you can get so specific.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for sales and marketing? I know that that's really your space. So
how
do you guys make sure that you're generating and converting the types of products and pushing it out that you want to be doing? Because at the end of the day, you're in a noisy space. First, tell me, are you guys selling more brick and mortar online? So how are you selling and what are you guys doing?
So we are 100% in retail. We don't do any online sales. We're not really looking at food service because we're building a brand. So we're only looking at brand identity.
So that's the social media strategy is all building the brand awareness.
Okay. Yeah, and to drive trial. So we're seeking to get into more doors, drive trial, and then convert folks. So I think we have a couple of opportunities. The stores want the products. Mm. That's the good news. So we're getting onto shelves relatively easy. I go out and do sales calls myself all the time. Okay. But our opportunity and challenge is to really get people to buy it. And then folks who don't necessarily shop in the freezer aisle, I think our brand has the potential to be a converter brand. It's a brand that can drive people into the frozen aisle who don't normally shop there.
Okay.
Because they don't actually know. And our job is to educate that our brand is there and the reasons why they should start shopping
and
frozen
aisle. And demos in the stores have been really influential for that.
I feel like that's
we just haven't had the finances to really do that. But now, since we got our funding, we have a demo team out there just hitting it hard. Because one, you have to taste it. Mm. I mean, first you see it with your eyeballs. We have a great package. Our packaging is awesome. Really pops, and then they have to taste it.
But I think that's why our brand can become not just a middle-sized brand, but can really turn into a giant brand, is because we have that potential to convert folks.
What do you guys think is going to be the key that's going to push you over the edge to getting to the bigger and bigger and bigger brand?
Well, funding certainly helped.
Funding.
Because we needed the funding behind us to really, do our marketing plan. The funding is all about marketing and infrastructure, right? That's it.
Yeah.
So now that we have that in place, I'm really excited to see where we can go.
It's exciting. I know that if you guys got your Series A, then you continue to go up the ladder. The growth should just be inevitable if you guys are starting to really prove the model,
mm-hmm.
especially in the grocery stores. You just start to duplicate it and take it into all mm-hmm. the stores once it works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Kind of shift gears here real quick. I want to know what is either one of the craziest or one of the funniest things that's happened to you guys in your business endeavor so far. Craziest or funniest?
Crazy.
Every
day?
Yeah. There's always, there's always something. We should write a book. We are writing a book, actually. We're writing a cookbook.
Yeah, we are.
let's see. One of our factories accidentally used cayenne pepper instead of paprika.
Oh,
on like a 10,000 pound run.
So we have the new product, a child's, spicy chicken
kind of a kid's chicken fingers, spicy chicken finger.
We've had all kinds of crazy things happen.
What do you do in a situation like that?
She sold them to somebody else. She sold them as a specialty.
Yeah, I sold them to a friend of mine that owns a restaurant, and she was more than happy to buy them from me.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know.
How expensive of a waste would that have been?
A lot.
We've had to
eat a lot of crow. That's for sure.
We one time we bought, I don't know, tens of thousands of pounds of boneless skinless chicken breast, and it had bones and skin in it. That was a bummer.
So what are you doing? Do you ask
you
for a
throw
refund?
It away. Yeah,
they don't refund.
I mean, it's a long story.
You
but yes, we lost some money on that. Wow. That's what insurance is for. Yeah.
That's some pretty crazy stuff. What about a funny one?
Yeah, well,
none of those were funny.
Happened.
Those are all crazy and potentially financially dangerous.
Yes. Yes, I don't know about funny.
You guys, the second I even ask, you start laughing. So you know you've got stories. You just don't want to share them.
I'm sure we have many, many of them. We were recently on a show called West Texas Investors Club.
That was funny.
That was funny. That was an experience. We've had some really funny.
What were you on there for?
It's
like Shark Tank meets Survivor.
Yeah. Okay. So again, we were there raising money, and we got a $500,000 investment on that show as well.
As we come to a wrap, what do you feel like is one word that either describes yourself or your business?
Perseverance.
Determined.
Yeah. Perseverance and determined. I love that. Yeah. Guys, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm going to have to check out some of these organic chicken nuggets.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Regardless of your industry, an overworked staff means an underserved clientele. Here are a few business tips for dealing with explosive growth. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, keeping communication channels open. It's important that you stay in tune with the general tone that the staff has. This includes everybody, not just your managers. Two, promote from within, create staff loyalty and company consistency. Step three, support your managers and your team. Whether you're promoting outside employees or bringing in new talent to expand, make sure that your managers and all your employees have the support they need to do their jobs well. Remember, you hired them in exactly what you want them to do for you. If at all possible, avoid adding more tasks to an already full docket. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really...
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Why is telling your story so important as a small business owner? We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. And joining us to help answer that question is Mario Rogo, the CEO and founder of RIP Media Group. Pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So you're an expert at helping entrepreneurs and small business owners first identify what their story is and then help them craft it in a way that not only helps them make more money but have a bigger impact in the world. What are the key steps to making that happen?
That's such a great question. So right off the bat, what I always say is your company is going to live or die based on the story that you're telling. So right off the bat, the first step is stop thinking about yourself and your product.
And that's difficult for some people, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, because they're founders, right? They created this widget or this app or this little piece of technology, so they're so proud of it, and they want to tell the world about the wizardry that went in.
A parent with a baby just want to talk about their new kid.
Exactly. That's what it's like, because as an entrepreneur, you're probably not sleeping through the night like a parent is either. Yeah. You know, all you do is care about this the new thing. So you got to remove the story from yourself, from what was crafted behind you. Until you're a big monolith brand, you can start to talk about your process. At first, you talk about the customer's needs. You have to start with the customer. And the easy question to ask for what we do with our customers and what they need to ask is, what's the problem we're trying to solve? Start with that. What problem are you solving in the person's life? Does it make them better, faster, stronger, sexier if it's a consumer brand? Does it have them spend more time with their children because they're not, reading analytics all day long at work if it's a B2B? Yeah. So we have to start off there. So what's the problem you're trying to solve? Second question is, where do you get that aha moment? Right? So where do your customers get the, oh, I get what you do now? Because most founders are talking about their widgets so much that it takes people a while to get there.
You're doing an amazing job of reframing, rewording what I call marketing. Because you're talking about tapping into the story, and great marketing is tapping into the story and the mindset of the ideal customer or client. Great marketing helps people feel like you understand me instead of trying to get me to understand your product or widget or gadget. So I love that, because we weren't even talking about marketing. We're talking about the story, but the story is what crafts a really great marketing. And so I love that we're going through these two steps. What's the next one?
Excellent. So honestly, my belief is the story starts at the top. Then the other pieces and the media that you're going to create is the last step. Typically, we convert this into a story that's going to be video or multiple videos, so a video marketing company. But that's the output, right? It could be on social media. It could be on your website. It could be at a trade show. But that's the output. So the second step, once you find out what's core to your customers, their beliefs.
We had the aha moment.
So
identifying the story, then the aha moment. Third step?
Third step is, who are we talking to? Who are your customers? And I'll give you some examples here, because I've even seen this show and people come on and they say, our customers are the world.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's the worst thing anyone could ever say.
That's exactly right.
You don't go broad, you go deep.
You go deep. You go with a niche and you own that niche as best as you can. So, and a lot of, you know, let's look at the big examples that weren't, you know, big when they started off. Mm-hmm. Apple wasn't for everybody across the earth. It was for the creatives. Mm-hmm. Facebook was for 18 to 20 year old guys at Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
Now they're Facebook. They started off, they owned a niche, they dug in deep, they got to be great at their particular market and then spread out.
Yeah.
So that's the second piece. Who is your audience?
Okay.
Really, really know that. And I say demographic, psychographic. Who are they? What's their age? All those basics we know about
demos. As much as possible, ideally.
As much.
Especially since nowadays with Facebook and other platforms, you can get as specific as you want as, you know, the height, the hair color, the eye color, are they right, left-handed, how much money do they make, where do they live, what do they like, what they recently visit online, what they recently buy. You can literally target everything, and that becomes very important, which I'm sure we're going to get into in one of these steps, which is how to get your story in front of them.
Exactly.
CEO and founder of Rip Media Group, Mario Rogo, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Right now, we're talking about why it's so important as a small business owner to be able to take your story and put it out into the world. You've gone over some great steps so far. To recap, we said the first one was identifying the story. The second one was, what's the aha moment in the story? And then the third one is how to put it in front of who is the right person. And the fourth one, as we're getting into now, continue.
So it's when to tell, what story to tell at the right time. Mm-hmm. So let me walk you through the buyer's journey as we know it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the very first step, you know, again, when you kind of kick back and you're starting a company, you think the world's going to love this. I'm going to get people to my site. I'll buy ads. You're thinking the wrong way. Again, we start with that niche.
Okay.
But here are the steps that people take to buy. They start off with the attraction phase. So they're going to be attracted to something about you, right? They're going to get to your landing page. They're going to be on your website. Now, this is where typically an explainer video is going to pop up.
Okay.
You don't have a good story there, and it doesn't match your branding, and it's cheap, or it's, you know, you're going to lose people.
Okay.
Mutual value exchange right here.
Yeah.
So at the capture phase, you give them something that they want, leave a little bit of mystery. Don't tell the whole story. When you're sitting in a movie theater and a trailer comes on and you're sitting there with your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, and they tell the whole story, I'm not going
to
watch that.
I don't need to see it.
Nah, or maybe on Netflix.
If I know what's going to happen, I don't want to watch it. I'm like, well, I already know where that movie's going.
Exactly, exactly.
Mystery causes action.
Mystery causes action. Yeah. Mystery causes interest that causes action.
Yep.
Exactly. So the whole piece we're talking about here is, you know, you got to entertain and engage.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to be educating just a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. These are baby steps for people to go through.
So micro commitments is what's really important. I feel like a lot of people try to go straight to, you know, metaphorically, let's get married versus let me see if I even like you. Then we'll see if we want to go on a date. And then, you know, we go through the wooing stage, and then we go into the marriage or the engagement. But a lot of people in marketing try to go straight for the sale. Here's my product. Here's the benefits. You want to buy it, right?
Right.
It's like, what?
That's exactly right.
Terrible.
We get phone calls every day from different, you know. So yeah. I ask, what's your goal or what's the problem you're trying to solve? I need sales. Can this video get me sales?
Yeah, yeah. And you go, well, what's your time frame? What's your budget? Well, now.
Exactly.
Do you have a business or is this a scam?
Exactly. You know, because there are steps that people need to go through. And they, you know, it's been a long time since some of us have been in school or tried this out. And by the way, this whole stack, this whole buyer's journey stack has changed in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
You could shortcut this, you know, before, say, 2010. But so here we
are. People are skeptical now, which is why I think the story is so important, because it breaks the walls down and really capitalizes on a trend that people gravitate towards, which is authenticity and transparency and being real.
Right.
And that's why I love what we're talking about right now.
Oh, I do too. That you hit it on the head.
It's a pleasure having you on the show, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great meeting you.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased resources.
Biz Talk Radio,